This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with a variation on one of my favorite questions. Jay Powell gets the day off, and we ask instead, what is corporate America thinking? We get pretty regular updates to what publicly traded companies are thinking, quarterly, in fact, when they deliver their regular earnings reports using way more than five words, just for the record. But over the past couple of weeks, a bunch of companies have been warning that their revenues the next couple of quarters, well, it's just not going to be as good as they had been telling us they would be. So Marketplace's Justin Ho set off to find out how come.
Start with the fact that people aren't buying as much of the stuff that was popular earlier in the pandemic, like casual apparel. Christina Boney is an analyst at Moody's.
We're starting to see and have seen a transition to services as consumers have come back out in terms of entertainment and travel and dining.
Many consumers are also cutting back because of higher prices, especially when it comes to discretionary purchases.
We're talking about decorating, right? Small appliances, things that you would be using in your kitchen or in your living room, those types of items.
Boney says this is happening the most with middle to lower income consumers. In fact, the retailer Gap recently said inflation has been hurting sales of its cheaper brands. Lindsay Piegza, chief economist at Stifel, says businesses know that consumers won't be able to keep spending forever.
Consumers have already eaten through much, if not all, of their pandemic savings.
As a result, Piegza says many businesses are worried about raising prices too much, so they're looking for ways to cut costs.
When we talk about investment, when we talk about hiring, we're only now beginning to see the early indications of businesses responding by cutting back.
That's also starting to affect companies that sell to other businesses, such as social media platforms, where consumer-facing firms advertise, says Dan Ives, an analyst at Wedbush Securities.
If companies fear a slowdown, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. They'll pull back. The first thing they pull back is advertising.
The social media company Snap recently lowered its revenue forecast because it says the, quote, macroeconomic environment has deteriorated further and faster than anticipated. Ives says that means businesses are spending less on ads.
Which is why when Snap warned, the worry is that it's just the first shoe to drop in a softening consumer.
Ives says that softness could start to show up with other tech platforms, such as Google, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.